This one shows the more complex environment we have today. Again, we have a client-server model, although many believe we'll evolve to a server-server model, with clients and servers being interchangeable, because it's so much better to have a balanced architecture and actually have some of the so-called server capabilities on the client machine rather than have the inevitable network delays for communicating for essentially trivial issues. It also should be noticed that the various capabilities shown here overlap. The overlapping is because there is no agreement and we have a lot of evolving possibilities, and we do not know whether we'll live in a world with such overlapping capabilities or whether some capabilities will become standard and others will die out. Now, on the client side, we have Java and JavaScript. We have so-called plugins, which are essentially enhancements of the client in the same way that CGI programs are enhancements of the server. You download plugins from various sites, including that of Netscape. Plugins are written in Java, more usually though in C or C++, because they're usually aimed at efficiency. And typically they would run a lot faster than a more portable Java applet. What's sent between client and server is now much more complex. It is not HTML, which is a modest modification of an ASCII text file, but rather it has programming, either by calling programs, as with an applet call to a particular class library, or with JavaScript, which actually embeds the code in a rather confusing, intermixed fashion with the actual ASCII text, or further, we can actually fetch the specification of three-dimensional objects with VRML. On the server side, we have a battle between the traditional HTML servers, with Netscape liking you to use their equivalent of JavaScript on the server side, but doesn't seem to me likely that will be a tremendous success. Rather, the dominant server push trend is to Java servers. There are two just been announced, one called Jeeves and the other called Jigsaw. Also shown here are that if you have a Java server, instead of having CGI scripts, you have what are called servlets, which are add-ons to the servers. With either a traditional server or a Java server, you can link databases. We'll learn about two database linkages, WOW, which essentially links it to the CGI interface, and JDBC, the Java Database Connection, which essentially links it to a Java server, although you don't need a very significant Java server because you can effectively run it through an HTML server hooking to a client-side Java program.